Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Now stop humming, it's everything to change. That Warped Tour made you open your brain. Eric Vanek is here, so remember the name. Hey. He got the waiver wire for the week. Tell you who to start and who to give a seat. Dropping the podcast every week. You know the knowledge is elite. After the show, we gon' hold a Lombardi. Celebrating like we throwing a party. This the blueprint and I know they gon' copy. Stop humming, intros always. Cause this is America's game.
What is going on, everybody? America's Game, episode number 49 this week. And happy birthday to America. It is July 4th when you're listening to this, so happy birthday to America. Mike is here with me. What's going on, Mike?
Happy birthday, America. Back-to-back World War II champs.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Undefeated. Yeah, undefeated in World Wars.
I don't know. We might get into another one here soon. We'll see if we can score 3-0.
Please, God, no. Yeah. So far, though, our record's spotless.
Yeah, right. Man, 4th of July, we're going to be, we're finally hit the month of July, and literally here in 3 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever it is, training camps are opening up, and we're finally getting into the 2024 football season, and then, I don't know when college is, college springs are, you know, summer practices probably start eating up here soon, too, or if not, they already did. We have college football right around the corner, too, so looking forward to that, man. Right
Holy
now, we...
Shit.
What's that?
You aren't lying. Eric, man. Baltimore Ravens. Rookies report to training camp July 13th.
Yeah, literally in 10 days.
Holy shit. It doesn't feel like it's that soon, right? Like, just because right. July started. When I thought you were full of shit. I was like, a couple weeks? Right, maybe.
No.
9 days.
Yeah, 9 days for rookies. And then, yeah, like, veterans report not too long after that. So we're getting right in the thick of things, man. We're going to start getting a bunch of reports from beat writers and, you know, fantasy analysts. So we're getting right into the deep end of things here. So it's going to be nice coming up here soon.
Oh, can't wait, man. Can't wait. NCAA football comes out July 16th for you degenerates who purchase the pre-order, the big package. Get it 3 days earlier than the rest of the peasants.
Yeah,
Can't wait.
So I'll just start off with this real quick. So I'm going to buy a PlayStation 5 here in the next week or two.
Yeah.
So there's the $50 discount or different on the versions. There's one with the disc reader. That's the $500 version. And one without it. That's the $449 version.
Yeah.
I'm assuming I can probably buy the digital version on the $449 and get the early access too, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. You don't have to get the disc. Yeah. I haven't had I never got the disc one. I got PS5 day one, so I got the digital only version.
Gotcha.
Never been a problem for me. I mean, sometimes you miss being able to plop a DVD or something in there. You know, go watch the program for the 97th time. But almost everything is on digital. Some streaming service has it somewhere. So.
Yeah. And I have an old, you know, Blu-ray player. So if I ever need it, I got that. So.
I mean, I guess all I'm missing out is just every time I'm done, like, playing a game, instead of taking it back to GameStop and getting, you know, $2 in store credit. I guess. That's all I'm missing out on.
Yeah, that's about it. So, yeah, that'll be fun. We'll talk about our little NCAA escapades here in a couple weeks, too. So that'll be fun. We saw the Dynasty Mode trailer. That looks really sweet. So I'm looking forward to that, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Diving in. So, who are you starting the Dynasty with day one?
Ohio State, yeah. Yeah. After I get bored with them, then I'll start fucking around with, like, Hawaii and stuff like that. Or I'll find, like, whoever the one offense is that just chucks the ball around 70 times a game and I can be okay with it. Like Western Kentucky or something, you know.
Yeah.
Then I'll go hop into there.
I'll probably I'll take over my Iowa Hawkeyes, just sim the whole first year because I don't want to play with that god shit dog awful offense. just sim. I'm going to the recruiting and I'm hitting it hard. I hope to God the transfer portal has some quarterbacks, some wide receivers.
Right.
Some running backs, and then we'll be good.
Fire Kirk Ferentz and get a new offense coordinator.
Yeah. Kirk Ferentz is out. Mike's taking over the team. Appreciate your service, Kirk, but we're going to the spread.
God, he's been there for what, 20, 25 years?
1999, I believe. 1998, 99. Yeah, he's been there a while.
Yeah, he's like a Belichick of the Iowa.
Yes, sir. We've had some good days under him, but definitely the offensive thing has passed him by a
whole shot. Definitely. We are having our campus to Canton league draft going on right now. We have the college side going. We are in round 17. What do you and Fizzle think of your guys' team so far?
Well, as the people who really leaned into drafting kickers on the NFL side and having a dog shit NFL team, our college team better be dominant, and I think we are. I like our strategy, too. We got our NFL quarterbacks kind of locked up in the NFL draft by taking Jaden Daniels, Kyler Murray. We do got a couple guys that are projects and maybe possibly going to the NFL at some point, but ideally I kind of just wanted to punt that position on the college side and really load up on NFL skill guys, wide receivers, running backs, and I think we successfully did that. Now you just see me just hammering the piss out of college production. Can you produce in college? I don't give a shit what you're going to do in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm looking at your team now. You definitely got, you have Shedeur Sanders and Noah Fafita?
Fafita.
And you got those two as your, like, main two quarterbacks. You know, you have Miller Moss, who might have a decent season. You know, your running backs are absolutely fucking loaded with Singleton, Caleb Jackson from LSU, Travion Henderson, the Ohio State, and Cedric Baxter Jr.
Don't sleep on Caden Fegan either, man. You ever seen him play?
No, I have not.
So last year he was a true freshman, and you know Illinois got, they're run by Brett Bielema. So think old school Wisconsin and Monty Ball and Melvin Gordon, right? That kind of offense.
They've had a lot of guys get drafted the last 2 years.
Fegan is, last year as a freshman, he's like 6'2", 250 pounds, and he runs like 20-ish miles an hour, I think he was clocked at in game speed. So in that offense, college production-wise, I don't know if he'll be an NFL guy, but he's a big son of a bitch.
Yep.
He's a monster.
I mean, wide receivers, fucking loaded. Ryan Williams, Evan Stewart, Jeremiah Smith, Travis Hunter, Micah Hudson, Emeka Buka. Tight ends, you got a couple decent tight ends, too. Yeah, so you guys are absolutely loaded because you guys had a shit ton of picks, too.
11 in the first 38. We better.
The one thing that I see that is a problem, though. No Iowa Hawkeyes, one Nebraska Cornhusker. What the fuck are we doing here, man?
Who the fuck else outside of Luke Lachey am I drafting from Iowa?
Oh, yeah. And Barry made sure he was getting Lachey before you, so he can bend you over a barrel later.
Yeah. I'll swap him Loveland for Lachey, but I'm sure Barry's going to be wanting a lot.
Yeah. And then my team, I think my team's pretty decent so far. Like, I don't think it's for only having the one pick in every round, basically. I think I've done pretty good. I mean, Nico was my first pick at quarterback, and then, he was the seventh overall pick, and then third overall I had Luther Burden from Missouri fell to me there, so I went ahead and took him. But, I mean, I like my quarterbacks. You know, Nico's one of the top prospects. Riley Leonard I really like.
You sniped me on quite a few guys. Like I was, I mean, we're on opposite ends, so I can't really call it sniping because we're on opposite ends of the draft board. But there's like, man, there's, I thought fucking for sure that guy might come back or I'd have an opportunity. Nope, Eric snatched him up. Motherfucker.
Yeah, Riley Leonard, I really like. He went to Notre Dame. Malik Murphy was behind Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning. Now he finally gets his shot at Duke, so I kind of wanted to take a shot at him.
Yeah, guys, you got me on Jalen Daniels. Yeah, favorite of mine. Caden Salter for the college production, specifically. Yep. You got me on him. You got me on Chip Traynham. I thought for sure I could wait another two rounds on Chip Traynham, the transfer from Ohio State to Kentucky. Xavier Restrepo, Tez Johnson, and Aronde Gadsden. I had no shot at Luther Burden. I picked 1 and 5, so there was like, okay, there's no fucking way. Burden was last into the fifth.
Burden was like my third choice, and obviously my first two choices were the first two picks, so it's like, fuck, I got screwed on that one. But yeah, I mean, I think I have a pretty decent college side so far. My running backs are... Hopefully I can get some production out of them. I don't know if I'm going to really get the super studs, but if I can get some decent production from them. I only have 4 receivers so far, but I think I got 4 pretty good ones. My tight ends I really like. And, you know, we can start up the 4 quarterbacks weekly in this, so I definitely wanted to make sure I'm really strong at quarterback, and I'm definitely not going to stop at quarterback anytime soon. So, yeah, so overall, I think it's pretty good. I like what I've got so far.
It's been interesting, especially the last couple of rounds, too. There are a handful of guys now, especially going off the board. I'm like, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Where the fuck's he play again? So this South one guy, Alabama?
Yeah. This one guy I just took a couple of rounds ago from TCU, Hoss Haney. Have you heard of him?
No clue. Quarterback from TCU. But his name's Hoss, TCU. So he's automatically great.
Okay, yeah, and he's a white guy, right? So I was watching this video that Felix Sharp put out from Campus to Canton, and he's, like, talking about this guy ran, like, the same time that Jalen Waddle did as a, in the, like, 100-meter dash or whatever it was. It was, like, 10-something. Like, he's running the same time as him, and he's a white guy. And Felix Sharp on the video said, this is what I wrote in my notes for him. Outruns black guys.
Thanks, Felix.
Thanks, Felix. I'm like, okay, I'll take a shot at this guy. He must be pretty fast. And, yeah, he's at TCU. So I don't know if he's going to start right away. But I think next year I could have, especially with rushing ability, man, I should have a pretty solid player there, hopefully.
Yeah, a couple rounds later, I took the other TCU quarterback who they presume is going to be the starter, but I honestly don't know. I mean, it's in the 13th round where I took him. I took Hoover out of TCU, who's kind of the favorite to start, but we'll see, right? Yeah. When you get down to this range of kind of more unknown schools, I mean, people know who TCU is, but, I mean, we're not dying over TCU box scores every single week. They're not nationally televised every single week, for sure.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more of a, who the fuck's this guy and who's starting? We really don't know. It's kind of the same way I took that Miller Moss out of USC. I don't know who the fuck's replacing Caleb Williams. But you just kind of looking through the depth charts and you're like, well, he's listed as the one for now. They're kind of talking about him as the one for now. So maybe.
Yeah, it sounds like Miller Moss is going to get the first shot. The one kid who got drafted, probably like the round I was thinking about taking him was...
Mayava.
Yeah, Mayava. I was kind of hoping he would come back to me, but he didn't. So that sucked, but oh well.
Who, man, I'm so mad too because I took, you know, I took Jeremiah Smith, I took Ibuka, Travion Henderson. I was going for the full Ohio State stack, so I was going to nab up Will Howard later on, but some asshole took him like 2 rounds before I was even thinking about it.
Right.
So I ended up going with a Julian Sand. So now I have an active rooting interest in your Ohio State. One, for the players I already drafted, but two, like, man, I hope Will Howard sucks and Sand comes in and saves the day as a true freshman. All right, Eric?
Yep. I see you've only let Fizzle only draft 1 Florida State guy, two Florida State guys. So
I drafted the Florida State guy for him. Okay. Cromanhook. He's a
freshman.
Yep, freshman, but he's a big fucking kid, man. 6'4", 220. They comped him a lot to, like, Ryan Tannehill because he does play wide receiver and other things in high school. But he's got a fuck cannon of an arm, man. cannon of an arm. And we know throughout history, DJU probably hit the greatest quarterback. So just saying there's a chance.
Has he even got drafted yet?
DJU? Nope. Nobody's fucking taking him.
Yeah, nobody's touched him yet.
I could lock up that quarterback room here in a couple picks if I wanted to, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. I mean, it's not bad because the quarterbacks left are, you know, there's still some decent ones, but I know the one guy you've talked about quite a bit sitting on the top there, and one of my old favorites, I didn't even realize he was still in college football, but TJ Finley, he's still available.
Yeah, I got him in the queue too, Eric.
Yeah.
And you just see Western Kentucky, and you just think, Bailey Zappe, fuck it, why not?
How about this, 78 carries for 81 yards. Way to go, TJ.
Woo! Real dynamic. Yeah. Damn. That's a good average.
Yeah, right. Crazy. All right, so on today's episode, after our little escapade here to start, we're going to do another Best Ball Mania 5 live draft. So me and Mike are going to do one together here. Kind of talk about some strategies and stuff that we like to do on here. Obviously, I did mine last week, so I kind of want to pick your brain this week, Mike. So I'm going to go ahead and enter one of these for us, and we will get going here shortly. So kind of what is your strategy when you go into these Best Ball Mania drafts?
So I haven't done a single one this year yet. I'm saving all my wad for when we go to the expo. Okay. I could have. I got to drive across the river to do it because Iowa is a piece of shit state. Fuck them. Just let me do underdog. Come on. Is it that hard? But yeah, last year I did a lot based on warp, and I went really running back heavy because nobody wanted running backs. And then I really pivoted later in my drafts. The ones that actually advanced in the tourney and got me money back. You know, I made money back last year on underdog, which was nice. Which was like, okay, we did okay. All right. But a lot of those, Eric, when I did them, when I pivoted later, I just realized, man, everybody takes wide receivers so fucking early. I don't want to be left out, even though running backs have the much better warp because of the half PPR.
Yeah.
Let's take a wide receiver or two, especially within the first couple of rounds, and then really start hammering running backs. And as always, fuck that tight end position. I never gave a shit about that one. I just get three turds later. Yeah. Quarterback, kind of the same thing. I just find somebody who can run. And just find two of those guys and throw them in. But running backs were probably the meat of it. But I definitely got them wide receivers early just so I didn't miss out.
Yeah, that's one of the things on underdog. These wide receivers just fly off the board. So we are the fourth pick here. So we can kind of have our, you know, probably won't get McCaffrey, but we could get one of these top receivers. Or we could even go Bijan at four.
Yep.
Whatever you're feeling there. So we can go with either one.
What do you think? Do you wanna get a little risky and take the running back instead of the receiver?
I kind of have the same philosophy that Scott has, is get in and get out at running back, get like four good ones and be done with it. So
and piss off.
I could do that, or I could just. I mean, we're getting one of the top receivers, so. You know, we could probably on the way back get still a really good running back. So I would probably lean the receiver, and then we could probably grab a running back on the
Let's do receiver. Okay. I'm good with either Chase or Jefferson. Don't really care which.
Yeah, so it went McCaffrey, Hill, Lamb. So we are up. I'm fine with Jamar Chase. So
easy. All right, Chase it is.
Hopefully Jamar Chase finally has a Jamar Chase year.
Yes, sir.
Hoping for it. So on my list, I'll bowl Joe Burrow too here, so I can have remember, hey, I need to get him as my quarterback later on. And what's good about Burrow is he doesn't go till like round 8 or 9 in these, so that's a guy we can get kind of late. So I like that. Jefferson, Amon-Ra, Bijan went after us. So yeah, that's kind of like my philosophy too. Like, you know, I tend to early on was going like pretty heavy receivers, and then I grab all my running backs in like round 7, 8, 9 around there. But I think kind of getting, you know, some of these running backs early on, that kind of limits you to, you can only maybe roster 4 or 5 running backs, and that gives you more shots at receivers. Lately I've been doing like 2 quarterback, 2 tight end, 5 running back, and the rest wide receivers too. So there's a whole bunch of different ways you can do it.
It's interesting how they go to. At least last year for me, I found myself a lot where I was like, man, I drafted so many running backs. And then I get into these later rounds and I'm like, there's no fucking question. I want the running back over the wide receivers available. But can I really roster six of these guys? Like, am I really going to do this shit? So I always found myself in that kind of pickle, which is why I just kind of shifted where, listen, I don't like it. And I think the warp definitely would favor a Bijan over a Chase in a half PPR. But I got to get these guys early because they go so fucking fast.
Yeah. Well, agreed. After that, let's see, we had after Bijan was Breece Hall, A.J. Brown, Puka Nacua, Garrett Wilson, Jahmyr Gibbs. Jahmyr Gibbs was picked 12, so that guy went Gibbs and Marvin Harrison Jr., and then the Garrett Wilson owner went Drake London, so he's got Wilson and London. So now the Puka Nacua owner is up, and we are six picks away, so... I'm looking at it. Kind of just depends on what receiver's there, but probably going to go running back there. I have my next three running backs are Taylor, Barkley, Derrick Henry. What's your feeling on like those three?
I'm always going to lean Barkley just because I'm a fucking homer, but I'll take Taylor, Barkley, either way. Either way.
Yeah, Taylor just went right after that, so we don't have to worry about that one. Ayuk, Taylor, Olave went. Now the Bijan owner is up, and we are three picks away now.
What do we got for possibly a double tap and wide receiver? Is it really shitty? Well, there goes Barkley too.
There goes Barkley. I mean, Davante Adams is there, and we're up now. Davante Adams went right before us, of course. So Mike Evans is my top receiver left. There's Debo, Jalen Waddle. We could go for Derrick Henry, too, so.
You want to go, what do you think about Achan for the massive upside,
could,
if you're right?
We could go with Achan, too, yeah.
I mean, Adam's been big on him. He could break your fantasy league if he hits right, so.
I'm good with going Achan. I'll go with that.
Go for that. Let's go for the $1 billion.
Oh, we ran out of time. Shit. I thought I had more time than that. It just gave us Jalen Waddle.
Okay.
Yeah. Whoops. I thought we had more time than that because it said like 15 seconds were left, but apparently not.
They lied to us.
Yeah. All right. So, anyways, we got Waddle. So, Debo Samuel went after that. I don't mind Waddle. That gives us a shot at Tua, too. And if something happens to Tyreek, we got a pretty good player there, too. And Achane might even come back to us, to be honest. So,
it's a possibility.
Yeah, if not, I still like Derrick Henry because I think Derrick Henry has kind of the same upside as Achan with, like, just could kind of break the running back there, you know?
He could, yep.
So I'm happy with either of those two if they come back to us here.
Yeah, I think we're in a good spot here. Even auto-drafted Jalen Waddle, I think we're okay.
Yeah, whoops.
It's been a lot worse auto-drafts.
Yeah, these guys are just hammering the wide receivers after us. After Waddle, it was Debo, Mike Evans, Devontae Smith. The guy at the turn has his second pick here. So we'll see what comes back to us. If we can survive two more picks here, we should have our pick of Achan or Henry.
Let's hypothetically say they both go. What would be our pivot?
I'd be okay with Kyren or just take another receiver. Fuck it.
Three receivers?
Yeah.
There's a lot of good ones left on the board, too, actually. Receivers, so.
Yeah.
There goes Achan. All right, so one more.
Hopefully this guy doesn't take Derrick Henry. No, Kyren went.
Perfect, so thank you.
I'm good with Derrick Henry there.
I'm not going to be forced to be on a team that drafted Kyren Williams. We're good. All's right in the world. Play Corum 2024.
All right, so DK Metcalf went after us. So, yeah, that's a pretty good start there. Chase, Waddle, and Derrick Henry. I think that's definitely three really good players to start.
I think we are doing all right.
What do you think about Henry this year? Do you think he could have a
Yeah, as soon as he signed in Baltimore. Yeah. That was a guy I was gobbling up almost everywhere because he was just a castaway there for a while. Oh, Baltimore, could you have a more perfect situation with the way their running backs are?
Yeah. He's like just set up perfectly to have a big year if he can stay healthy. So
A true read option threat, too. Just think about Lamar holding linebackers for Derrick Henry and you not being able to stack that box.
Yeah.
because you're so terrified of what fucking Lamar will do to you. Oh my God. Yeah. What a dynamic duo there. I'm very excited for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is going to be a good pick for us. Let's see. After that, we had Diggs, Neighbors, DJ Moore, Michael Pittman went. So still at the end of round three here, and then when it comes back to us, we can look there. So I'm guessing you like the stack as well with your quarterbacks in underdog?
If I can get it. But here's always the thing. For me, I hear all the talk, and listen, I'm not an expert in it. There's people who focus specifically on underdog, so I preface that. But a lot of people are worried with their stacks. They're worried with their, you know, the game stacking, and I'm game stacking right. Week 16 and 17. Isn't it the fucking first point to win or to place high enough in your little division here of 12 people to actually get to the fucking tournament first off?
Like, right.
I would assume the more shots that I have in the tournament, the better off I'm going to be versus game stacking and just fucking shit in the bed, right?
Right.
So reaching too much for stacks has always kind of just been like, okay. I use them more as like tiebreakers, right? If I was pretty even on guys or pretty close, like, fuck yeah, give me the stack. I like to get them, but I see some people, they jump 3-4 rounds sometimes just get their fuck quarterback stacked with the wide receiver they took. And like, well, good luck to you on that one, I guess.
right.
It's a hard pass for me, but...
a couple tight ends went, so Laporta,
take those
Josh
ends,
Allen, Kelsey, Cooper went. So we're at the 403 now. Zay Flowers went. So yeah, I mean, coming back to us here, the wide receivers are starting to get eat up. It's getting a little ugly there.
Yeah, this is the problem I ran into last year, where it's like, this would be the time I'd start taking wide receivers, and I'm like, all these fucking guys are gross. No.
Yeah, I mean, there's Higgins, Pickens, Kirk, McLaurin, Hollywood Brown are like the top five. I mean, but they're still, you know, since we took Derrick Henry, there hasn't been a running back that's gone, I don't think. So,
we're doing all right.
Etienne and Pacheco are still there. So I wouldn't mind doubling up on running back even. Do you have a preference of Etienne or Pacheco or Josh Jacobs?
Not Jacobs for me. Etienne or Pacheco, whichever one you wanted. Just,
okay.
Yeah. I probably lean Pacheco, but Etienne is fine too.
Yeah, I really like Pacheco this year just because there's literally nobody behind him. As long as he stays healthy, like he should have walk into 1,000 yards.
I could make that same case for Etienne too because I don't think Tank Bigsby's.
Yeah.
Big threat, but Pacheco's on a better offense as a whole.
Yes.
More scoring opportunities.
T. Higgins went. Like, if there was a receiver here, who would you take?
Probably Pickens just for the upside possibility. I'm not a big Pickens fan in Dynasty, but I can see at least this year he could smash.
Christian Kirk and then Pickens went right before us. So I'm fine with Pacheco if you want to go Pacheco here.
Let's go Isaiah Pacheco, man.
All right, here we go. Pacheco it is.
This is actually a pretty nice squad to start here.
Picks. Henry, Pacheco, two really high upside running backs there. Jamar Chase and Waddle. Can't beat, you know, that start either for two receivers. Mark Andrews went right after us, so now we're at the 411. Coming back to us here, so... I mean, I think we're both fine passing on quarterbacks, even though Lamar and Mahomes are there. I mean, if Etienne fell that far, I'd be okay with that. Jacobs just went.
Yeah, if he happened to fall another four picks.
Yeah, and then receivers, McLaurin, Hollywood Brown. I mean, Keenan Allen should still have a pretty decent season. Calvin Ridley.
Godwin.
Those.
I like Godwin.
Still there too. Yep.
Godwin going back into the slot is kind of enticing.
Yep.
We got some good options.
Happy with any of those. Yep. There goes McLaurin.
Come on.
I mean, Hollywood is an RB or wide receiver three on Kansas City, for our wide receiver three in our build, and then being on Kansas City.
Nice boomer bust.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd probably say Etienne and Hollywood Brown are my top two here.
Yeah, if I had to rank them, Etienne, Hollywood, Ridley, and then give me Godwin.
Godwin, okay.
Or Ridley / Godwin.
Okay. There goes Kincaid. So two more picks and then us.
I love it. Take all these tight ends, you fucking guys. I love you all.
And you're good passing on Lamar and Mahomes, too?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, If we would have had a little bit more foresight, maybe we could have taken a Kansas City wide receiver and then, boom, we just fell into the Mahomes stack or something like that. Yeah,
yeah, so Hollywood and ETN Lamar made went it. Right before
ETN
us. So
ETN fucking made it.
I'll take it. That's three running backs with three different buys, so I love that, too. Honestly, with these three, we could probably draft maybe four running backs and be done.
Yep.
So if we could go that route, or we could draft, you know, one more decent one and then a fifth one later on, and then just hammer the piss out of receivers and tight ends the rest of the way.
I'm good if we just get one more, especially if we get some nice value here in the next pick that comes up. You know, somebody we're like, okay, that's a dude, and then we just have four running backs and we're out.
Okay, I'm good with that. I've done that a couple times on some of my builds. It's definitely a unique build, but if those guys stay healthy, you're sitting pretty good, I think.
We already kind of have that with the Jalen Waddle, the Pacheco type, right? Where it's like, listen, if a couple things go right for these guys could be league winners, and if they don't, then they're kind of mid, and if they get hurt, oh well, we were already kind of fragile to begin with.
Right.
Be a tough team to fuck around with if everything goes right, though.
Yeah, I mean, Waddle didn't even have a great year last year, but he still put up some pretty good numbers.
Yeah.
Pacheco didn't hit 1,000 rushing yards, but he missed a game or two. And now he's literally the only show in town other than Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So this could definitely be Pacheco's best year, yeah.
Superstar Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah.
What was he when we were doing that show in Dynasty? He was like in the 80s or 90s or something like that in RB ranks. Something stupid.
Yeah. And now he's probably in the top 10 of most ranks. So, yeah, he's definitely moved up. Being on the Chiefs will help.
Usually does.
Yeah.
Actually being good. And he's a fun story, right? Every time he runs. Just looks like he's mad.
He looks like he's just so violent. I love it. So after we took ETN and went Mahomes, Jaden Reed, Joe Mixon, Anthony Richardson, James Cook, and then we are at the 5-10. He just took Keenan Allen. So coming around back on the turn here. So like, who are some of the running backs like you'd be okay with? So like, my top three are Rashad White, Ken Walker, Aaron Jones.
Ken Walker would probably be at the top for me.
Okay, Rashad White just went, so he's gone.
Ken Walker would have been my number one.
Okay.
So if he makes it to us. That Ben Grubb coming over, or Ryan Grubb, excuse me, coming over and running that offense now in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I saw what he did last year for a pretty mid running back in Dylan Johnson at Washington, right? A guy who never really fired, and then in that Washington offense, it was like, they did such a good job with their wide receivers of threatening down the field and exposing defenses, where Dylan Johnson just would eat at times. And I can see a very similar scenario for Ken Walker with, hey, you got JSN, you got DK, you got Tyler Lockett, you got a competent quarterback in Geno Smith and Noah Fant at tight end. Ken Walker might have some pretty big running lanes this upcoming year. And for a guy who's super explosive, far cry from what Dylan Johnson is.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you, especially with, the way they run that offense. Three legit wide receivers, a legit tight end. So, yeah, I agree with you. If Walker's there, that's a great pick.
And he was decent last year, too. And if you remember that Washington or that Seattle team, they were out without both of their tackles, their left tackle and their right tackle, who are both very good in their own right.
Yep.
But it was like a long time where they're down both tackles in that offense to start the season.
All right, so four more picks, and then it's us. After Rashad White, I went Xavier Worthy, Romo Odunze, Chris Godwin, Calvin Ridley, Jordan Addison. So big wide receiver run there. The guy right in front of us doesn't have a running back yet, so he might take Walker. Two of these guys only have one running back. So, yeah, Walker might be gone. What wide receivers are you looking at here? So, like, Hopkins is out there, Christian Watson. I like Deontay Johnson as the one in Carolina. Yep. Ladd McConkey's interesting. Brian Thomas.
I was going to say, for me, it's probably DeAndre Hopkins, and then the moonshot of if Christian Watson figured out his hamstrings.
Right. Okay. So Pitts and Kittle went right before us, then CJ Stroud, so we might get Ken Walker.
We might fall right into this, Eric.
And he did.
And we did. Right to us. Ken Walker. All right, now we're done with running backs for the rest of the draft. This is easy.
Boom. Take Ken Walker. I'll cross off the running backs off our list. Boom. We're done.
We don't care anymore. Yep. We're out.
Yeah, we got in, got out. And we got four different running backs, four different buys, which I love. So we got Henry, Pacheco, ETN, Ken Walker. Gonna be nice. I love it.
So we did talk a little bit about stacks here. So the Joe Burrow stack maybe, possibly on the next pick coming back. It's gonna be right in that range, I would assume, if somebody doesn't fuck us.
Yep. Yeah, he's definitely a possibility here. Let's see. He's at ADP of pick 89. So our next pick is 76. So we'd definitely be taking him
a little early.
A little early. So we might be able to give it one more shot. I mean, if we don't get him, it's fine. Like, I have two on here because we have Waddle. So that's another guy we could get too. So I'm not like have to take Joe Burrow right here. I think I'd rather wait around and grab one of these receivers. Let's see, McConkey, Hopkins, David Montgomery went. This is the guy at the turn here with his second pick. So three more and then us. And I think a lot of the receivers that we are looking at are still there. So I'm fine with Deontay, Christian Watson, take the moonshot on him, like you said. Brian Thomas, I think, is kind of similar to that, too.
Yep.
So I'm good with that. If these guys would ever pick on time. Okay, there goes Christian Watson.
I might fall out of my chair if they let us have Deontay Johnson here at this pick.
There goes JSN. Oh,
we got one more, Eric.
Yeah, he just sniped us right on Deontay Johnson.
Son of a bitch.
So, I mean, I'm good with Brian Thomas if you want to go Brian Thomas.
Let's go Brian Thomas.
Okay. And that gives us another quarterback possibility later on, too, with T-Law. So I'll mark him down. So, yeah. Henry, Pacheco, ETN, Ken Walker, Chase, Waddle, Brian Thomas. And then, yeah, I mean, getting Trevor Lawrence would make a lot of sense with ETN and Brian Thomas. So,
yep.
You can definitely mark him down. Hopefully these guys start chewing up the running backs like they should. We're getting to that ugly range of wide receiver where it's Keon Coleman, Cortland Sutton, Curtis Samuel, J-Mo are like the top guys left.
A lot of projections in those guys.
And then it's all those, like, RB2 types, your Aaron Jones, Najee, Connor, Ramondre, Kamara are all here, so.
I think we're doing okay. We just keep an eye on quarterbacks here as they fall, try to lock up a stack or somebody of value, and then just try to gobble up any wide receivers that we find in that range where you're like, oh, man, you know, like Tyler Lockett sitting there staring at me going like, did a video on Tyler Lockett. Interesting.
I think another interesting one, if he fell, I don't think he will, but if he did, Evan Ingram.
Yeah.
And we could definitely get Trevor upside. Lawrence.
Yeah. Yeah, the upside of the tight end at some point.
Yeah. I usually, in these ones, I'm grabbing Njoku. He falls so damn far for a guy who caught, you know, what'd he catch? 81 catches, 882 yards, and 6 touchdowns last year.
It's so weird, man. Ingram and Njoku both had really good years, and...
Yeah, people I think famous. Ingram had a career year because his last career year or career reception was like 74 or whatever it was. And he had 114 last year. I just don't see him ever hitting 100 catches ever again. So I think that was like his career year. Absolutely.
Not if Christian Kirk's healthy.
Yeah. And then you got Brian Thomas, too. That's going to eat up some catches. Yep. So Gabe Davis is in there. He should get some catches. So
sneaky buy, Gabe Davis.
Yeah, especially if we get Lawrence on this team, we could definitely get Gabe Davis late. He goes in like round 12, 11, 12. So that's another good one we could get. So after Evan Ingram went, then Najee, J-Mo, Jalen Warren, Aaron Jones, Zamir White. So now they're eating up that second tier running backs like you usually see in a lot of these drafts.
Yep.
So that's good for us. Let the receivers and tight ends, quarterbacks fall back to us. I think we're definitely targeting Burrow here.
I think Burrow would probably be the pick.
Okay. I mean, Kyler is the one quarterback that's ahead of him, but we don't have any, you know, correlation with Kyler right now. Swift just went, and we are up in 5 picks, so we have a pretty good shot. One team ahead of us doesn't have a quarterback, which is the guy up here in 3 picks. But everyone else has at least one quarterback so far, so I think we can survive that guy. We should be all right.
Should be fine.
I say hopefully that every time, and I get fucking sniped.
Then you get fucking sniped. Yeah.
I get the asshole that takes 4 quarterbacks in his first 8 picks, and you know, always love it. Happens. Yep.
Yeah, I've never QB hoarded in an underdog single quarterback fucking league before.
That's right.
You know, I QB hoard everywhere I can, just not in formats that no one gives a shit.
Yep. Wow, so the one guy who had a quarterback took another one in Kyler, so hopefully
Is this where we get fucked?
No, you took Jake Ferguson.
Took a tight end. All right, you two assholes right in front of us, don't do it.
Yeah, so we got 2 picks here to survive.
Brock Bowers.
Okay, got one more to survive.
Nailed it. Zach Moss. It.
So we got
Joey B.
Joe Burrow to pair with our Jamar Chase. Love that. Draft Joe Burrow. So that's nice. I like that. I can mark off, I'll mark off Jermaine Burton for later as a guy we can get, and yep, Mike Gesicki as well. So Sutton went and Joku went. So tight ends are getting beat up here a little bit, but it is what it is. I'm fine with getting 3 shitters. So we're up here in 4 more picks. I mean, if you want to go Tyler Lockett, I'm good with that. Curtis Samuel, I don't mind. Rashid Shaheed's another one I like.
Yep. I'm with you on those guys. And then, like the Brandon Cooks, Jacoby Myers, guys to keep an eye on for the return.
I think I'm definitely good with Tyler Lockett here just because he has a different bye. Because we have Thomas and Chase on a week 12 bye. Samuel's on a week 12 bye. Shaheed's on a week 12 bye. So probably it would be best to go Tyler Lockett here if he does come back to us. So I'm good with that.
Fitting. Tyler Lockett will work here.
Oh, yeah. I think so. And that's another, you know, late-round quarterback we can get is Geno to pair with him. So I like that.
The only other thing I was going to bring up, now it's a mute point, was taking Jaden Daniels, shoot for the fucking moon, and be done at quarterback, too.
Yeah, we could have. He just went, though. Pollard and James Conner went right before us. So, yeah, Lockett's right here. I'm good with Lockett.
Let's do it.
Okay. Tyler Lockett is.
Welcome to the squad, Tyler.
Hell yeah. And then, you know, we can get this backdoor stack of Geno Smith, Tyler Lockett, Noah Fant. I love that, too.
You know Noah Fant's going to be a favorite for me when we get to that range for tight ends.
Oh, yeah. I have so much of him, so I'm with you on that. After we took Lockett, Curtis Samuel, Romeo Doubs, and Dak Prescott went. I think if he comes back to us, which is probably a good possibility, either Trevor Lawrence or Tua.
Yep, and we can just be done with quarterback then, too, and just focus on tight ends and wide receiver filling out the roster.
Yep. Yeah, we got a 4 receivers, so I think we're pretty solid there right now.
Yeah, we did well with the auto pick of Jalen Waddle. Might have been a godsend.
Yeah, right. I agree.
That's the linchpin, is our second round auto pick. Yeah. If we take it a running back or something, though, this looks a lot shittier. Because then whatever second wide receiver we got probably wouldn't have been as sexy.
Yeah, we probably would have been looking at like Malik Nabers or Stephon Diggs or something. So
yeah, like Debo.
Yeah, I never take Debo. He goes in like the second round in all these, and I can never pull the trigger on him that high.
Definitely a guy that's vastly different in Dynasty versus Redraft. Redrafters love him. Dynasty, people still don't like him. I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, he still didn't. He only had 800 receiving yards last year. Yeah, he had 200 rushing yards and a couple rushing touchdowns, but yeah, I don't know.
Split the difference between the two.
Yeah, Caleb went, Josh Palmer, Khalil Shakir, and Rashid Shaheed went. There goes Trevor Lawrence. He got picked a little early than I expected.
So that's out.
Yeah, but there's still Tua there. I'll still take Tua.
Wide receiver wise, Cooks, Jacoby Myers. I don't hate Jerry Jeudy.
You just named my three, my top three on my board right in a row: Cooks, Myers, Jeudy. So
let's go. Same page here. Cheap production from all of them.
Tajay and Dallas Goedert. The one tight end I do like is Pat Freiermuth.
Yeah, he's pretty fucking low. Tight end 14? Jesus. Underdog. Yeah,
so I like him better than Schultz, and Schultz usually goes before him. So we might be able to get him on the way back, possibly.
Are they going to let us walk
in? Looks like all the guys after us have tight ends, so we could maybe skip it and be okay.
You know me, I'm always good skipping tight end.
Yeah, one more pick and then us. Trey Benson. So we could go Tua here and get it out of the way, or unless you like one of these receivers.
I think we take Cooks and then see if we can't sneak Tua on the return.
Okay, and then pass on Freiermuth?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good with that. So I'll take Brandon Cooks here. He was my number one receiver, so I'm good with that. And, I mean, he should be set up for a huge year.
Who the Dallas. Fuck else is there? Nobody.
Exactly. There's nobody else. So, oh, there goes Tua, so fuck. That's fine. Okay.
Well, we're still in the market for, like, a backdoor Geno or something.
Yep. Yep, I'm definitely good with that. Yeah, because we'll have Lockett, Ken Walker, Geno, and if we get Fant, you know, there's Fant, too, so.
Jacoby Myers, Jerry Jeudy, you got a preference between the two of them?
They're honestly the same for me, so I'm okay with either. I honestly would probably rather take the shot at Freiermuth.
Versus those two wide receivers?
Yeah, because we do have five, and we don't have a tight end yet. I'd like to at least get one decent tight end, and I think Freiermuth, being in Arthur Smith's offense, should have a good chance to be one of those tight ends this year.
Yep.
So that's fair. I usually like taking him if possible. Mike Williams went after Tua, and then three more picks, and then us.
We should almost be guaranteed Pratt Freiermuth.
I'm hoping so, but you never know with these ones. Usually Schultz goes before him, so I agree. We'd be taking Freiermuth a couple of spots ahead of ADP, but that doesn't matter to me.
I think it's fine.
Yeah. Because he ain't. There's no way he's coming back to us. So it's either take him now or you don't get him.
Definitely get super crusty then for our second tight end.
Yeah, and I'm guessing you like Freiermuth better than Schultz like I do?
Yes. Yeah, no question about it.
All right, so he is there. So I'm good with Freiermuth. You're good with it. We'll take him. Pat Freiermuth, welcome aboard. And Dontavian Wicks went right before us. So, yeah, I mean, and I think there's still a legit shot. You know, Jalen Polk is another receiver that I like late here. Ricky Pearsall, Darnell Mooney.
There's Jermaine Burton creeped up there, yep.
So one of those guys could definitely come back to us.
I don't mind Dotson either. I know he's gross for the dynasty perspective, but
still the number two on Washington who's going to have to throw a lot. So.
Yep. And we know Jaden Daniels can throw that deep ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
You watch him scramble around, make a play, and then chuck it 60 yards downfield to John Dotson, who's just, like, baked in on touchdowns. And underdog right. basketball format, that's not the worst fucking thing to have on your team as our, what, sixth wide receiver?
Yeah, that'd be our sixth, yeah. Josh Downs went. Oh, man.
This is actually, Erica, we're doing all right for this one. I thought we were going to come in and by, like, this point in the draft be like, man, our team's got awful dog shit.
No, I like this one a lot. It's kind of like a similar build to what I want to do for Best Ball Mania. It's just kind of get my four running backs and hopefully they all stay healthy.
Yep.
I mean, basically, if your running backs don't stay healthy, you're screwed anyway. So you might as well just take four. Hopefully they stay healthy. If not, here's my free $25 donation.
I had a lot of teams last year get into the tournament too, and some of them were just dead in the water because they'd have like two or three zeros at running back. You know, guys who are already fucking injured and out, and it's like, well, who gives a shit at that point?
Right.
And is the answer really just drafting six of them? No. Like, I just got to get lucky a little bit, right? I got to get lucky on who I take.
Yeah. I mean, if you listen to a lot of the Best Ball Mania content that's out there, they usually are 4 to 5 running backs, and then they're out. They're done. So
cash it out. Move on with yourself.
Yep, that makes sense. So
I feel better about our four than like some of these guys who are going to be relying on Austin Eckler and Ezekiel Elliott as staples.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind Eckler and Elliott, like, especially where these guys got him in round 11 and 12. Those are great values. But
just from the roster construction standpoint, if that was, let's say those guys were our RB3.
Yeah.
How good do you feel about that? Like, I want to get my four and cash out because you know the fourth one's going to be even shittier.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've gotten, like, Zeke and Eckler as my four or fives in a couple of drafts, so I've felt pretty good about it. Let's see. So Eckler, Zeke, Leggett, Eckler, Goff went. So we are 5 more picks than us. I mean, Dalton Schultz is still falling.
Don't do it, Eric. Don't succumb. I don't
want
to the double tight end.
I mean, Jahan Dotson, Polk, Pearsall. I'm happy with any of those guys.
Yep.
You know, Jermaine Burton, we talked about. Darnell Mooney, I like on. We could get Mooney and Cousins.
Yeah, if we're gonna do something like that, I'd much rather like reach on like Roman Wilson and have Russ as our backup quarterback. And now we got the Roman Wilson, Pat Freiermuth, Russ, stupid.
Russ, you can literally get in like round 17. So
just free.
Yeah, free.
Just free Russ.
Jalen Polk, Dalton Schultz went right before us. So one more pick and then us.
I'd say Dotson would be my moonshot right here. Pick.
Dotson. Yeah, I mean, we don't have a week 14 buy at receiver. Yeah, it'd be between Dotson and Pearsall for me. You like Dotson the best?
Dotson.
Okay, I'm good with it. We'll take him. Delete that one. All right, so Herbert went right after us. I mean, shit, if Pearsall came back to us, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
You know, Cole Kmet's there. There's another tight end. Baker Mayfield went right after. We could get Jermaine Burton to pair with Joe Burrow. That would give us another, a decent wide receiver.
So we got 6 more picks left. Right now we need 1 quarterback, 1 tight end. The other 4, we're going to have 10 wide receivers, you think?
Yeah, or we could go 3 tight ends since Freiermuth does have a little injury history. I wouldn't be fine. I wouldn't, like, if we got Fant and Gesicki. You know, get Geno, Fant, Gesicki, and then the rest receivers.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'd be good with that. Or Russell Wilson, too, if Fant goes. Or Geno goes.
2-4-9-3 is what we end up with.
Yeah. Okay. I'm good with that.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. Let's see. Dowdle went. Yeah, I mean, if Pearsall comes back here, I'm good with that.
It's a nice another moonshot play. Yeah, I could get behind that one.
Yeah, especially if Ayuk or Debo get hurt. Which is definitely a possibility.
Yep.
Come on, one more pick. Come on, Pearsall. Nice.
There you go. We got him.
I'm taking him. Yeah, Ricky Pearsall. Somebody decided to take Quentin Johnston over Ricky Pearsall.
Somebody took Malachi Corley.
And Malachi Corley. Thanks, boy.
I don't know if I've seen 2 shittier picks right before us than that.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Hey, I'll take it, though. It helps us.
Yeah.
Kmet and Musgrave went after us, so that's good. Mooney went. So let me queue up some of our guys that we're considering here. So quarterback, we want Geno Smith or Russell Wilson. I'll put Fields down there, too. Receivers, we want. I'll throw a couple of these guys up here that we like, or I like too. There went Thielen. Wandale, I like a little bit. Demarcus Robinson. Jalen McMillan. We'll just go with that for now. And then the tight ends. I'll throw Hockenson up there just because he has massive upside still. Fant.
Tyler Conklin, Hunter Henry. Yeah, these guys are, most of those guys would probably go. Juwan Johnson, I don't mind. Tucker Kraft.
Yeah, Juwan Johnson, you can literally get in the last round now just because of everyone's scared of the injury.
Colby Parkinson.
Yep, I love Parkinson. That's a good one. So
Jonnu Smith.
Yep. Yeah, so there's plenty of guys there. Let's see. Thielen. Jermaine Burton went to. Jaleel McLaughlin, Kirk Cousins, Hawkinson went. So let's see. Cousins.
No, we probably won't walk away with any stacks, but what are your thoughts, too, about Deshaun Watson?
I have a shit ton of them. He goes so late, so I'd be good with it.
I mean, it'd be probably unstacked. I don't know if there's anything we can just sneak in at the end.
I mean, there's like Elijah Moore. Maybe, Cedric, I guess. Cedric Tillman. Yeah.
No Cedric Tillman.
No Cedric Tillman. Okay.
Elijah Moore, maybe. He could maybe, like.
Yeah. I mean, Geno and Russ make the most sense. And like Russ is super free. Geno usually goes in like round 15, 16. So there goes Hunter Henry. Yeah. So, I mean, Roman Wilson is still coming up here. So we could. We could grab him if we want to, you know, have a shot at Russ too later, unless you like another one of these wide receivers better.
No, I'd probably say Roman out there.
Okay, I mean, they're all kind of the same. Like DeMarcus Robinson, I think, has some nice upside still. Yep. Wandale is, you know, just a PPR guy.
Yep. Kamani Vidal, Ray Davis.
Yeah.
What we got here?
Two more than us. So, yes, yeah, so Roman Wilson leads your pick here.
I would say Roman, and then we'll probably be done drafting rookie wide receivers, and that'll give us three, but we have a lot of other vets.
Geno got sniped right before us, so we definitely try for Russell Wilson later, but I'll take Roman Wilson here.
Take the other Wilson, and we won't take Zach.
yeah, don't want that Zach. Shout out to Zach. I saw he got engaged to one of those little stupid Facebook post from
he
one
did?
Of those things. Yeah, he got engaged.
How old is she, 40?
No, she looks like she's like 24.
Oh, okay. Well, he's good then.
Yeah, he outkicked his coverage, we'll say that.
I don't know, Zach Wilson's a good-looking kid, man.
He is, but he still outkicked his coverage.
He still outkicked his coverage.
Yeah.
I gotta find this now, Eric.
Yeah, it's on there. I'm sure you can find it.
Oh, we're gonna find it.
All right, so everybody before us here has two quarterbacks or three quarterbacks, so I think we're good on Russell Wilson.
He did outkick his coverage.
Yeah, see?
And that's a good-looking kid.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm thinking here, do you want to grab our tight end two in Noah Fant, or do you want to take our ninth receiver and be done with it? And I would be thinking, I kind of like DeMarcus Robinson. Or do you want to not risk it and get Fant? Or do you? I know you don't care about tight end.
I don't give a shit about tight end. So if you want to take DeMarcus Robinson and just peace out,
we'll be done with receiver. That'll be our nine receivers. Okay.
Unless we, you know, yeah, take Robinson. If we luck into Noah Fant, then we might just go two tight ends. So fuck that, and we might end up a 2-4-10-2 build or something like that.
Okay. Likely I'm just good with went. That. Chuba Hubbard, so we're up, yeah. So you want to just take DeMarcus Robinson and be done with it?
Take DeMarcus.
Okay. Do you like Wandale, Michael Wilson, or Bateman above them?
Maybe Wandale, just because of it's Malik Nabers and nobody else.
Okay.
Maybe Wandale. DeMarcus Robinson is like third fiddle, maybe fourth fiddle on that offense.
I'll go with Wandale because we don't have a week 11 bye.
Okay.
So that gives us a different buy. So I'll go with that. So Wanda up, and then Noah Fant was right after us.
Fuckers.
Yeah, but we still have Gesicki and a couple other tight ends. Like K. Dotton's out here. Conklin's out here. Chig, Jonnu. So, yeah, we're good. All right, so Bateman went right after us. Yeah, so I think we're pretty much done at receiver then. So we'll just quarterbacks and tight ends from here on out. Where we're at coming up on round 16. So we have three more picks. So We can go one quarterback, two tight ends. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yep, I'm with you.
Okay. Bucky Irving. Michael Wilson. J.K. Dobbins. That's just one guy I can't take this year is J.K. Dobbins. Like, major knee injury, then an Achilles, like...
I'll take him in Dynasty, but, you know, as that, like, I'll give you a fifth.
Yeah.
Or I'll spend a few bucks of fab on him. Yeah. Let's just say I'm not actively trying to acquire J.K. Dobbins for anything significant.
Yeah, same here.
I know, like, the Kamani Vidal hype got a little bit out of control, but if it was going to be anybody in that offense besides Vidal, it's going to be Gus Edwards and probably not J.K. Dobbins.
I know a couple of weeks ago I talked about it. What do you think of the possibility that the Titans cut Hassan Haskins and Jim Harbaugh comes ringing and gets his former Michigan running back?
There you go. And he would go over to L.A. and suck there, too. Should be fine.
I don't know if he would suck. I mean, I think he's kind of gotten a raw, you know, his own actions.
Yes.
You know, got him into some trouble. So he hasn't really, you know, he didn't play at all last year just because of injury and probably the whole legal situation.
I think he has stunk since college, but. The most surprising thing for Hassan Haskins for me was when in his rookie year he was back there returning kicks, and I'm like, this guy's slower than fuck. Why is he returning kicks?
Right. Yeah, he definitely has one gear, and it's like third gear.
It's third gear deuce and a half.
Yeah, but he'll hit you like a fucking ton of bricks, so that's a big dude.
It is a big dude. Not a lot of explosion out of Hassan Haskins, but
no,
at least give him some value, right? If he were to reunite, he's got no value right now in Tennessee. None.
No.
Absolutely none.
All right. So four more picks, and then so I think we just hit our tight ends.
I think Leonard Fournette could still play. I'd rather see fucking Fournette sign with the Chargers.
Yeah. Tyrone Tracy. All right, one more pick than us. I think we grab Gesicki here just to get our stack.
The stack. Yeah, okay. Yep. That's fine. Yep.
So I'll go Gesicki here for the first pick.
Just to be clear, I prefer Jonnu Smith personally as the tight end over Gesicki, but we have the Joe Burrow pick. So.
And then I think on our way back here, Jonnu just went after. So I think we just grab Russell Wilson and make sure we get him here, even though it might be a slight reach.
Yep, just lock it up, and then we'll take one more.
Yeah, one shit more tight end. Or quarterback, whatever.
Yep. I'm good with that.
Cool.
This team turned out pretty fucking good, too.
Yeah, I like it a hell of a lot. I mean, we'll go over it here in a moment after we make our pick. But, yeah, for only needing one more pick, I think we did pretty good.
I enjoyed this build.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of these I had last year because I always found myself always going, like, a third quarterback or, you know, I took a tight end just because I felt like I had to. Or I'm like, why is this running back still here? So I wind up with five.
Yes. I mean, just kind of listening to Scott, like the ideal is, you know, either two quarterbacks, three tight ends, or three quarterbacks, two tight ends. So you kind of want to don't go 3-3 at those spots.
Right.
You know, running back, you know, usually 4-5 is the key. Sometimes if you, you know, take a bunch of late guys, then you probably go to 6, and then, you know, receivers are usually 8-9, 10, yep, somewhere in that range. Hey, Greg Dulcich, sweet draft pick that you had or someone had on your lease earlier. All right, I'm going to grab Russ here, make sure we get him.
All right, now we think about the last pick. Which one are we going with?
So... I think we could do one of two things. I think we could go Justin Fields and just lock up the Steelers quarterback for the whole year, or we could grab a third tight end.
I think if I was going to do that, like to rank them.
I mean, there's still a couple of good starting quarterbacks out here. Bryce Young, May, Daniel Jones, Derek Carr, McCarthy, upside, Bo Nix.
That's what I was going to throw out, right? Like McCarthy or something, or Drake May, Daniel, one of these fucking guys as their third quarterback I could get behind. Tight end-wise, Jelani Woods, you started him already.
Yep.
Hayden Hurst. Zach Ertz would probably be my favorite out of all of them.
Zach Ertz, okay.
Yeah. I got all those tight ends left. Zach Ertz. I do like Parkinson a lot, though, too.
What are your thoughts about wrapping up the Steelers quarterbacks?
It just feels like we're betting against ourselves.
Okay.
With a roster spot, you know what I mean? Like, we're taking it as insurance, even though we probably don't need insurance.
Okay. And then of the, well, Bryce Young just went. Of the quarterbacks that are left, who would be, how would you rank them? Minus Fields?
Probably McCarthy, then May, then Daniel Jones, then Carr,
then
Bo Nix. Then Bo Nix.
I can get with that.
I think McCarthy and that with Justin Jefferson and the way they run that offense. I mean, we saw fucking Nick Mullins and Joshua Dobbs after the hype wore off. Put up fucking numbers in there, man. Put up numbers in that offense, and McCarthy's a much better quarterback than those two turds.
Right. Okay.
I know he's a rookie, and, you know, he didn't get to do a lot of Michigan, but he's extremely talented, and he can fucking run. He can run his ass off, so.
Yeah, so we have some options there, or if we get hammered on those, we could just grab the third tight end and then just hope. There goes McCarthy, so.
Fuckers.
Yeah. If Russ ends up, you know, we can just go Burrow and Russ. I'm okay with that. And then just grab, I mean, I like Jelani Woods, too, as a really upside, like, touchdown type of tight end. You know, Ertz isn't bad. I'm good with it.
The Woods thing, definitely just an athletic freak.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think back to last year, just how many of the fucking tight ends that offense was going through, and it was just a goddamn headache.
Yeah, well, we don't have to worry about that headache now. He just picked. So. Daniel Jones and Jelani Woods went. So, yeah, it's five more and then us, and then I'll review the team one more time, and we'll talk about it.
What do you think about a Bellinger?
Yeah, I mean, I see, like, Theo Johnson's up higher than him, so I don't know how that situation's going to work out. Jatavion Sanders is there, too, but...
Koopa fucking hates Theo Johnson, man. Hates him.
Yeah, I'm weary of Penn State tight ends. Like, yeah, they're athletic freaks, but they don't do shit.
Yeah.
So, another one could be Taysom Hill, but that's, I think he's only quarterback on here. I don't think he's a tight end, too.
Only quarterback eligible, so, yeah, you'd have a tough time making
it. Oh, there goes Cedric Tillman. Damn it.
Get fucked.
All right, so we're up next. So we have our whole board to us. So I'm thinking either Derek Carr or Ertz.
I say Drake May or Colby Parkinson.
Okay.
Drake May or Colby Parkinson.
Ooh. Let's go with Drake May. Let's go with upside Drake May.
Upside Drake May. Come on, Drake.
All right. I'm good with that.
Believe in you. Two tight ends.
Yeah, we'll go two tight ends. Hopefully, Freiermuth and Gesicki can stay healthy and do good for us. We have Joe Burrow, Russell Wilson, Drake May as our three quarterbacks. All three are on different buys, so that's good. We went four running backs. We got in, got out. We got Derrick Henry, Isaiah Pacheco, Travis Etienne Jr., and Ken Walker. All those guys have different buys, so that's always, you know, super helpful for me. Completed drafts. Okay, there it goes. Jamar Chase at wide receiver, Jalen Waddle, Brian Thomas Jr., Tyler Lockett, Brandon Cooks, Jahan Dotson, Ricky Pearsall, Roman Wilson, Wandale Robinson. So, you know, we're stacking up Russell Wilson with Roman Wilson. We got Joe Burrow stacked up with Jamar Chase and Mike Gesicki as well. Freiermuth, Roman Wilson, Russell Wilson. As well. And then, like I said, the two tight ends, Freiermuth and Gesicki. So pretty good team there. I like this build for sure.
I do too. Usually I try to avoid taking a lot of rookies because I let my dynasty like mindset sometimes bleed over into redraft. I do it in everything I do. But this, when it's established already with a Chase and a Waddle, and you know it's at the wide receiver position where they can come on later, Brian Thomas, Ricky Pearsall, and Roman Wilson, I like it. I like it a lot, too, because we also filled in with old crusty vets that people just shit on in Tyler Lockett and Brandon Cooks, who are going to be very, very solid for us. So we kind of got that nice mix of upside boom at the wide receiver. We had two established awesome wide receivers. One of them we auto-picked. Shout out Auto Pick for helping out. Third member of the team. So, yeah, this is this wide receiver room is stupid good for me. Stupid good for me. And then the running backs, I couldn't be happier with the running backs. Just if we're going to do four and get out, Derrick Henry, Pacheco, Etienne, Kenneth Walker, see ya. You guys have fun with all these other shitters.
Yeah. Honestly, this might be my best ball mania team that I have so far, to be honest with you. So,
which means that we feel really good about it now, and it'll not even make it out of the fucking...
Yeah, the three preseason injuries will fuck this team for sure. Yeah.
I got a lot of exposure to these guys in Dynasty. Don't fucking say that, Eric.
I know. Same here. All right. Nothing so but good thoughts. Yeah, right. So that one's done. We did that. That one's good. I think we play a little America's favorite game, and then we can get on out of here.
Well, let's do it, buddy.
Think here. So, did you watch the Hard Knocks from last night, or no?
That is on the menu for after I get off here. I eat my dinner. I throw it on. Wife and kid. It's Wednesday night, so they went back to her in-laws' house to go to the river. I don't have to work tomorrow, but. I know this is an audio-only podcast, Eric, but I'm still sunburned like a motherfucker from Sunday's baseball game. So no outside for me. I'm good. I'm spending my 4th of July inside.
How was that free beer and drinks?
Oh, it was great. It was great. Yeah, it was awesome. We went there. My little one got like 14 ice cream sandwiches. She had a great time. She was in heaven. Dad was in heaven with all the hot dogs I ate and all the beer I drank. And, Eric, I actually caught two home run balls on back-to-back pitches.
Holy shit.
Back-to-back fucking pitches, man. Threw both of them back, though. Them's the rules. When the opposing team hits the fucking home run, you chuck that fucker back.
Still, back-to-back pitches, and you caught both home run balls.
Not too bad,
Did you play the lottery the next day? Jesus.
No.
You should have. No lottery. Goddamn.
You think I should, though. I don't know if you noticed, too, that Puka helmet is up behind me. Won that from Ultimate Autographs. Yeah, last week, Ultimate Autographs. And the Jets one is Breece Hall, salute to service.
Oh, I was going to say, if that was an Aaron Rodgers one, I'm going to have to steal that one.
No. Breece Hall and Puka, two new additions to the helmet collection, thanks to Ultimate Autographs. So I've kind of been on a little bit of a heater. So maybe this best ball team we just drafted, that's the good one. We'll bookmark this, and we might be living large next year, buddy.
Absolutely. All right. Oh, man, America's favorite game. Let's see. I was going to give you a Hard Knocks question, but I think we did that before. I think I did what was your favorite season. Let's do what was your favorite, like, scene from Hard Knocks over the years? Like, do you have one that stands out?
Yes. Okay. And
I have two, and me and you might have the same one.
Yeah,
so
we definitely do.
I can pivot to one.
Vontae Davis. Yep. Vontae Davis getting traded. Well, he's got to call his grandma.
Yeah. Well, I got to call my grandma. Well, can you wait a minute?
Or I got to call my grandma. Well, Vontae, we got to talk here.
That's a good one. My favorite is from the Jets one with Rex Ryan when he's yelling at the fucking team about something. And then he's like, let's go get a goddamn snack afterwards.
Let's go get a goddamn. That was a good one. I'll also honorable mention for me. I'll give you a second one. My honorable mention was just that whole season with the Raiders with John Gruden. And he's like, you know, knock if you're with me.
Yeah, knock if you're with me. Yeah. I mean, there's so many. If you go back to the very beginning, the Baltimore Ravens, like 2001, with Shannon Sharp and Ray Lewis and Saragusa, and Shannon Sharp, I gotta get my restitution.
Oh my god,
that one was great. I was happy that the Browns actually got onto one, but there's not like too many like memories from the Browns one.
The Browns one, I'll give you that O-line coach. Every time Bob, he said hit.
Bob Wiley, I think his name was. Yeah.
The fucking gut.
Yeah.
The gut bouncing up and down was great.
Yep. Chad Johnson was on there for 3 seasons, 2 with the Bengals and 1 with Miami. That was Chad Johnson was always a treat to get on there. Yeah, so this Giants offseason one is really cool. A lot of like behind the scenes kind of stuff, like trade talks, free agency talk that you would never see. So if you haven't watched the Giants one, this offseason one that started last night, I definitely recommend it. Hard Knocks is they're just going all in. They're going to start doing an offseason, the in season, and the preseason one. The preseason one this year will be the Chicago Bears. So you get to see Caleb Williams, Romo Dunze, and all that. So that'll be pretty cool. And then the in-season one is a whole division. They're doing the whole AFC North with the Browns, Bengals, Steelers, and Ravens. So that'll be pretty cool, too.
It's going to be it's like a race between them, right? Drive to Survive on Netflix did so well.
Oh, yeah.
Because it had that Hard Knocks feel to it. And now they're like, oh, whoa. We're going to try to make it kind of like Drive to Survive, but we'll just cover the whole fucking season and try to get as many teams as possible as we can where you get the inside view of them.
Yeah, and then as a week of today's recording on the 3rd, Receiver will come out on Netflix on the 10th too, so that'll be pretty cool. I liked the quarterback one a lot last year with Mahomes and Kirk Cousins and Marcus Mariota up until he got fucking benched and then they just cut him out.
Yeah,
the last 2 episodes.
We forgot that he was there for a while.
Yeah, a lot of cool receiver ones. Like Justin Jefferson's on here, Devontae Adams, George Kittle, a couple other guys. I forget all who's on there, but yeah, one's going to be pretty cool too.
That one, man. We're a week away. We were really getting stuff popping off here. I don't know how much time I'm going to have between all the content going on, the expos coming up. We got all these cool ass shows coming out, and NCAA football coming out. God. I have to quit my job, I think.
Yeah, I think NCAA football is going to take up all your time.
Yeah, it actually is. Yes, it is. I think from now on when I do Wednesday night AMAs, like I won't be facing the camera. I'll be playing
NCAA. Fuck it, just Wednesday night AMA, just stream it. Stream the game on the screen.
There you go.
Let everybody watch, and then Adam can fire off the questions to you, and you can just answer them while you're playing.
Yeah, I'm just like a producer. I just listen through the headphones. I give the answers why I'm taking Iowa to a national championship.
Yes. Did you watch during COVID when Big Cat from Barstool played NCAA 14 during COVID?
Yes.
That was fun to watch all that stuff. He's not very good. He'd just run like these money plays and stuff, but they made it entertaining. And like the coach was like the 475-pound coach.
You get the fattest guy out there. Yeah, you get the fattest guy out there.
They'd get, like, Patrick Mahomes live tweeting on it, too, like when he was Texas Tech the one time. And it was pretty cool. So, lots of good content coming with that.
I've missed that game for so long. A few years back, I went and bought a, old Xbox, bought a copy of the game at GameStop, and loaded up my USB that had all the rosters on it from back in the day.
Oh, that's the best. Now we don't have to do that anymore. Thank goodness.
No. You know, the next thing, Eric, I don't know if you ever played the NCAA college basketball games, like NCAA college basketball 2K ones.
No.
I fucking loved those too because it was like the same thing with a lot of recruiting and stuff now. I think they could redo it with NIL and make that popular. I liked them better than the NBA games at the time.
Yeah.
Just because the college atmosphere for the major sports, no offense, NFL, is just so much better. It's so much more immersive.
I never got into the 2K games. Like, I didn't like how they played. So, football or basketball, I was always NBA Live guy for, but that was up until, like, God, I think the last one I played, I think Gilbert Arenas was on the cover. And
it's like early 2000s.
Yeah, and I played the shit out of that game. Like, I remember, whatever year Jordan came back with the Wizards, I played as the Wizards for, God, I don't know how many seasons, but, like, I just wanted to be MJ again. It was fun.
Just wanted to be MJ. I get it.
Yeah. Yep.
I get it. Yeah, 2K probably got this hooks in me right around, like, the time I was graduating. Yeah. So Madden was always there, but the best football game I ever played was 2K5.
2K5?
Yeah. Okay. They just, even if you go back, go watch some, like, gameplay of it or some of the presentation, and you're like, man, why the fuck don't they do this now? And like, Madden, what the fuck is wrong with
it? Right.
It was just so much better.
When I played a lot of competitive Madden, I forget which game it was exactly, but I think it was the first year they introduced the throwing cones for the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Where you had to like lock into your receiver to throw it like accurately.
That might have been like 05.
Yeah, so if you like used Michael Vick, like the cone was super small. But if you had Peyton Manning, it was the whole fucking field.
I think it might have been 05 because the year before Michael Vick was a stupid fucking cheat code.
Yeah.
Right. So and he was on the cover in 04.
Yeah.
I think 05 they put in the passing cone just to try to fuck with people.
Yeah. Yeah, so I that was when I was really big into playing it in like high school when I was in leagues and stuff like that. So that was a lot of fun. But yeah, that was probably my favorite Madden that I got the most enjoyment out of for sure.
Madden passing cone. Yep. Peyton Manning with the fucking big one all over the
field. Yeah, it was like Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees. Their fucking cones took up the whole field. And then you had like Michael Vick. It was like a little tiny triangle.
06.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, yep. That was like my last year of high school, so that sounds about right.
So 2006 was the interesting one too, because that's when the Xbox 360 came out, the PS3. So they had like that first like split too. So in the Christmas time or whatever, all those consoles released. So there's basically two different versions of Madden, right? You had the one that came out in the summer and, you know, July, usually late July, early August that would come out. And then you had the one that came out right around like Thanksgiving in between Christmas there.
Right, right.
And the next gen version of that, right? That one, I remember getting that being in college, and that thing was like, the graphics were cool, but the rest of the game was junk. Straight trash. It's fucking ass.
I do remember that, yep.
It's like you guys spent 1 month and were like, fuck it, send it. And you idiots are going to buy it.
Yep, pretty much. That's how it always works.
Thanks, so. Madden.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go eat and let you go watch some Hard Knocks, and you're going to let me know how you think of it. I am curious to see what you think of it.
Dude, I'm gonna get after it. I would have got it last night. Did an in-between media show, so got to it a little bit late and then had to go to bed because job. But, you know, no work tomorrow, Eric. I'm good. It's 4th of July, America's fucking birthday. We'll knock out the AMA. I'm going to get super drunk. I'm going to stay up way late. And then tomorrow we celebrate America.
Yeah, just don't blow your fucking fingers off.
Nah, I'm probably not going outside. I don't. This sunburn still fucking hurts, man. 17 beers and 18 hot dogs and 2 home run balls later on Sunday got me.
And if you haven't seen it, damn it, back it up, Terror. Have you seen that
fireworks
video? No. Oh my God, I gotta show you that. You've never seen that.
Back it up, Terror.
Back it up, Terror. Lord.
He sent me the link to that.
All right, I will. All right, guys, that is it for episode number 49 this week. We will be back next week. We'll do another Best Ball Mania 5 draft. I'm going to see if Fizzle's going to jump on. Fizzle's wanted to do one with me last time he was on, so I'll get Fizzle on, and we'll do another one next week and see if we can top this week's team. So,
nice.
Mike, appreciate it, buddy.
I appreciate you, man. See you, everybody.
Hell yeah. Yep, we'll see you guys. Have a good one.